Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Trey here with Daddy Mojo, and sometimes we receive a book that requires us to take it to work with us and show it to some coworkers to see what they think. And I work in the schools, so I'm a substitute teacher, so I took You So Black to some of the schools that I work with because there's context in the book that I'm not really... I just don't know. So I took it to some teachers who I work with. They are African-American, they're black, and this book is based on a 2019 Trumpet Award presentation by Teresa the Songbird. And I didn't see the presentation when it came out initially, but I looked it up when I got the book, and I said, man, this is a really strong, poetic piece that was done in front of a live audience of adults, and it was really empowering. I mean, anybody who watches that, you say, man, strong, powerful, really great presentation. But the book, when you receive the book, not having seen the presentation, you're a little confused because you see You So Black and it seems initially like a pejorative, like an insult. And that's partially the reason for the book and partially the reason for the presentation in 2019, because it's meant to take the sting out of the insult. And even in the press release, it prefaces that. It says it gives a little bit about the history, how You So Black was used as a taunt, used amongst slaves so that people bidding on slaves wouldn't bid on them as a way to demean them. When I was a kid, it was used kind of as a playful taunt. But now, You So Black is using the poetic book as a way to take it back and take the sting out of the insult. Man, that's a heck of a preface, isn't it? So, I took the book to some of the schools that I work with. First off, I showed it to an elementary school librarian. She said, I love the illustrations. Illustrations are by London Ladd. They're gorgeous. They're really strong. They're powerful. However, even with the poetic license and the poetic prose, with, I guess, the license to be able to not use grammar correctly, it's not exactly the best influence. But that was the case. That was her initial thing. She was not familiar with the 2019 performance either, but they said that it's a strong book and a message that kids need to hear and learn, but the fact that grammar is misused on multiple occasions in the book and misused on purpose using poetic license, they wouldn't have it in their library because they wouldn't buy it, but if it was a gift, they would accept it. I find that very interesting because I always ask librarians, would you put this in your library or would you actively seek it out and purchase it with county funds? That was a big negative from this library. I asked two teachers and a friend, and one of the teachers who, she was very funny in her description of it. She said, you know what? I don't like the title. She had not seen the piece either from 2019. I kind of explained to her that, and she's like, you know what? I get it. But the problem is that kids who are getting the book without the benefit of seeing that presentation, they're going to view it, the book, You So Black, view it as more of a negative without learning that it can be a positive to take it back. I got that. And my second friend also said pretty much the same thing. They said that they didn't like the title and the fact that grammar was used incorrectly in the book. And again, I said, but it's kind of a poetic thing, isn't it? And they said, yeah, I get that it's poetic and poetic license is being used here to make the words rhyme and flow in a way that poetry does. But in this case, it would have been more powerful had it been done with correct grammar. I find all that interesting because I got the same thing, but I don't have the historical context nor the fact that I grew up that way to really say You So Black is strong or great or whatever. I can just say, it's okay. It's going to come out with a lot of press, and you're going to see it on the end cap whenever you go to a big box store like Target or Walmart. You'll see it there, and I just hope it's taken for the message that it wants to be taken for rather than a setup for a pejorative. And when you see the piece online, it's really strong. I encourage you to go seek it out because it is strong. It's arguably stronger than the book and maybe perhaps a little more setup within the book, setting up the message, would have been more effective. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.